You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Bad Decisions Collective showing up in a few minutes here. We're going to bring them in. But a couple announcements first. Episode 63 is up now, The Workout. You can hear that at lfodradio.com along with 62 other podcasts. It's getting deep, so if you haven't started listening to those, you might want to now. The Workout, if you don't know, is a dope DJ cypher that occurs on the last Monday of every month at Laugh Boston. And basically, five or six featured DJs and then a whole lot of hip-hop folks in attendance. So it's good networking, good music, good vibe. Shout out to Killer Boombox, Jazz Ray, Experience Creative, putting that on. It was dope again last night. You can see some pictures from that at LFOD Music on SoundCloud or on Twitter. And this Twitter is at LiveFreeOD Radio, slightly differently. We're working on that, though. But you can follow along there. If you have questions for the guys, definitely hit us there. SoundCloud.com/LFOD. You can hear the Rex Cypher, the Time and Lep Cypher, all the cyphers that have been on here, as well as shorter interviews. We have an interview we did with Sky Zoo backstage at a recent show, and some call-ins from Slane and Danny Boy from House of Pain that just occurred over the last couple weeks. So check those out. Everything is at lfodradio.com, though. And if you're an artist listening, submissions@lfodradio.com. We do not have a guest next week, so if you want to hit us with some submissions, now is the time. Do that. If it's good, we'll play it. We've been getting a bunch recently, so people are starting to catch on. That's dope. It's good to hear. Don't forget to include like your social media info and stuff so we can hit you up. I know, you know, eventually that'll be second nature, but you want to include that in everything. Yeah, and also we're looking to build our team. Some of you met Taz last week. She'll be on again next week along with another co-host. We're sort of building this podcast up, so if you want to get involved with that, we're also looking for social media managers and the like, so submissions@lfodradio.com. With that being said, we're going to get into this new Rex joint, Hands Up. You can hear the Rex podcast online as well, but this is his new joint. He's got a video out for it. He's been doing work with the Beantown Bullies lately, so check out Rex. He's got the Greatest X coming soon, and it's Hands Up, produced by Street Runner. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Got the right to remain silent. I don't give a f- when the government call you violent. I don't give a f- you don't give a f- we don't give a f- we don't need another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Handcuffed, man down, officer calling for backup. All these just shoot if they act up. Where is Nancy Grace when the police blast us? How come she mad? Cause they legalize weed. They legalize weed. Will prisons be gone next? Won't that affect your industrial complex? Prison scary to the military. Tell me Taliban can't kill me. Get me now, gon' kill them. Brainwashed children, the melting pot filled in. Conformity is normal.
normalcy. Honor the enormous ignoramus in the office. Geppetto puppets will flourish if you now want the veil over eyes. Recognize, testify to the western lies. Best disguise minds as devoted Christians, so the system can list them as future Democrats with no pot to piss in. Show cops respect, wink, wink, middle finger down. Wink, wink, middle finger them. Show cops respect, wink, wink, middle finger them. I to America, eating in the interim. Keep me in the kitchen, come on and see a difference. I've been reading, I've been writing, I've been thinking. Been fighting for my freedom since a little tight speaking. Google got God thoughts of Mustafa as a better name than Christie. No diss to Grandpa. Know what the truth is, history is ruthless. Two kids like me who go to bed nightly thinking what might be my origins. All of them other kids in class got A's, but alas, the X in my past got me doubting what the books say. Teachers say, this our land, well, what the crooks say. What they tell you don't, you go believing them. Not in agreement, wink, wink, middle finger them. Wink, wink, middle finger them. Not in agreement, wink, wink, middle finger them.
Got the right to remain silent. I don't give a f- when the government call you violent. I don't give a f- you don't give a f- we don't give a f-. We don't need another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up. Heard another brother killed on the corner with hands up.
I'm probably just targeting your market, and then I take them home with me and win that argument regardless. You hustle to be seen, I read that on a meme. I get paper and disappear, call that vanishing cream. Yeah, I do work with the slaughters, but I'm so on top of my business that I probably go harder as part of the management team. I just step into the booth after I executive produce, and I'm effective as a noose, cause hoes wanna hang, cook me breakfast in the noose, scrambled eggs, I'm sipping juice, and I still conceal, still that Beretta is recluse. I'm from the mass terror era, you from the mass era era, so never ever compare yourself to that rapper that'll leave your new era dripping that marinara for a pair of paramedics to repair you where you're laying at. I'm saying, cat, get away from me with them Gucci sneakers. You ain't fashion forward as Kanye, I guess we do need Jesus. I'm in my coupe, I'm rocking a few jewelry pieces, playing some unheard Eminem like f*** your new releases. My team can inspire millions, the flow been fire. Ask them native NYers like the empire building. I'm just empire building when grown folks are talking quiet, children.
I came from nothing, I always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed. I would only end up dead or in jail. I'm free, I'm alive. I got money, I ain't dead or in jail.
Let's get back to the jam, though. You rocking with new friends, I'm surrounded by fam, though. That part is Mando. I don't understand your ass. Get a little fame, get a little name, then forget the same place from which you came. That ain't who I am, though. Keep sh- the same for damn show. And if your dame is on her best behavior, tell her she could text me later. I guess that's kind of boss, but this game made the word boss so lame. I prefer to be referred to as a check creator slash regulator slash that pull your respirator plug.
drug. I'm killing them cause this game keep giving me hell. They only want me selling crack so they could give me a cell. But I spit crack to let my freedom ring. Now that's Liberty Bell. You give me a scale, it's pure dope. I could sell it forever, who better? Hold up, I beg your pardon. The Mac-11 weapon spark to get severed in several parts till a seven-footer is level with Kevin Hart. 187's the deadly art and every bar is cold as the devil's heart mixed with Eric Cartman. I'm the best in every department. Yes, I'm sorry. These got me hype, man, and this really ain't the type, man. I listen to what you write and everything just sound aight, man. You better off a hype, man. Who, me? Music is my life, man.
I came from nothing.
Yeah.
I always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed.
Yeah.
I would only end up dead or in jail. I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I got money. I ain't dead or in jail.
Do to me, take my very best. just bring it out beautifully. Normal words, how you play sound new to me. Every mannerism stick like glue to me. And quite truthfully, bid them adieu if it's you and me. Ain't nothing to it, every dude can get the eulogy. Cause what we doing's on a whole nother cool degree. Levitate into space when we shoot debris. As of late though, you ducking on a unity. Now you never come around like truancy. Why you got me trying to figure out the foolery? Know full well I'll handle a duck ruthlessly. Racing after basics, think prudently. I hate to see you waste your ingenuity. Through time's test, I will always love you best. In this lifetime and the next. Let me tell you what you do to me. Take my very best, bring it out beautifully. No more words, how you play sound new to me. Every mannerism stick like glue to me.
All right, that was the brand new Raelle, Where Are You? Shout out to her. She's out in London. Hopefully tuning in online. You can too, lfodradio.com. Maybe you know that. We have Bad Decisions Collective in the building.
Biaka, biaka.
What's happening? Perfect. Man. You guys want to go around and introduce yourselves?
What's going on? This is Jack Marvelous.
Bear Arms.
DJ Fumesco, a.k.a. DJ Anonymous.
Killer Kowalski.
It's King.
He had to, like, push the mic across the room to get it to him.
That's his real name, too. That's not, like, he didn't make that up.
Nah, he's a humble dude. He's a humble dude.
It ain't a pseudonym. That's real.
His parents hooked him up. Definitely. Thank them daily. Thank them daily. So... this is the Bad Decisions Collective, a.k.a. the BDC. Folks have met Killer Kowalski before. He's been on here.
Aye.
They're just doing ad-libs today.
We're working on ad-libs, man, for the next project. That's what it is. Two steps ahead.
I'm convinced that's the most important thing on a record is the ad-libs. Mm. Think about it. Is there anyone that's hit and didn't have good ad-libs?
Absolutely not.
Nah.
Can't recall.
Nah.
It's more crucial than bars, beats, anything.
You know what's so funny? I was listening to the, what's the dude's name? Say Sorry? Tyson? I don't want to say his wrong name.
Oh, Bryson Tiller?
Yo.
Yeah?
His ad-libs on that song is crazy. Take a listen when you get a chance to.
I actually didn't know he had the ad-libs.
Oh, whoever's doing the ad-libs?
Yeah.
Lost my mind in the car this morning, literally. I mean, when you walked into the house this morning, I was like, yo, this that.
I recall. Okay.
Nah. Bryson Tiller, Trap Soul. Get it?
Yeah. Albums are stupid. Albums are ridiculous.
So now we know what the boys are listening to these days. Are we going to hear some? So you're here because we got Level Up next Thursday. Are we going to get a lot of Bryson Tiller? Is that what people should expect from Level Up?
You never know. You never know what's going to happen. I don't know. I'm looking at one of the other DJs right now. He's looking furtively around.
You know, it's going to get played, but that's not like the, you know, we're all over the, we've been doing little different sets. The last that I've been working on a few Afrobeat tracks.
Okay.
And a few old school tracks as well. Like, with the thing with Level Up, we're trying to get people to dance.
Yeah.
We're trying to get people to dance. Like, it's all about the dancing, the moving, the ladies having a good time. That's it. That's it. So if Tyson, what's his name?
Bryson Tiller.
Tyson Briller.
He ain't gonna like him after that.
He's gonna
get no love.
That's what's up. So for people that don't know what we're talking about, Level Up next Thursday, The Good Life, Boston. You guys are taking over. This is the third time.
Yeah, this is the third one. It's growing every time though. I think with the warm weather coming up, it's gonna be crazy.
I fully expect that.
Yeah, I think people are ready, so.
And you guys, you can hear anything, because I know the first one took someone with me, and she was looking at the flyer, and it said, like, future trap something or other, and then we're at the show. Matt dropped something, Kowalski dropped something, and she goes, oh, this must be the future beats they were talking about on the flyer.
Nice.
I was like, yeah, I guess so. This is from next year. So.
You know what? Matt first put that down. I was like, you know what? I'll roll with that. It works. I don't know what it is exactly, but you know, I'm liking it.
I didn't know what it meant either until she turned to me and goes, oh, this is one of those.
You know when you hear it.
Is Future Beats a real thing?
Yeah, man.
See?
Yeah.
See? Shit. I didn't out shit. Every day.
Like the whole like, you know, selection and like Zen.
Oh, okay.
See,
I'm winning.
That.
I didn't even know how to title
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, you know, just people make up genres nowadays. They don't mean anything, yeah. but, you know, that's what people are calling it.
I'm, like, right next door to you. You didn't tell me about this.
Just secrets.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like,
you got to be on his SoundCloud, man. You got to check the hashtags.
Yeah, we live in the same place. I can't believe this guy's keeping secrets.
You know, it's got to happen. So let's talk about that, actually. BDC, because you guys are more than a collective, a group. You're actually a unit, more or less. You live together. You work together. Play together,
die together.
I'm sure there's some things you don't share, new genres, but
do a lot of things together.
Oh my god.
Pause.
It gets weird. It gets weird. So how did you guys, first of all, where can people follow along and tune into you guys, because you have a lot going on, like all of you?
Yeah, I would say the first place is follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/baddecisionscollective, just because everything we do, we're going to post it there. So that's kind of the hub. But yeah, man, I'd say, like, you know, we can go around or whatever, but like everyone just search for everyone on SoundCloud too, because everyone's making moves, everyone's putting out stuff. Yeah. Yeah, the IG as well.
Instagram, Twitter.
So most of it, people will get overloaded if we do everyone's SoundCloud.
Yeah. Right.
But
right.
Bad Decisions Collective, it's pretty Googleable if you just type it in.
You got everybody.
Get on that bad decision, it'll direct you to whatever avenue or situation or kind of way you're trying to go to as far as musically, because we all kind of have a different kind of style as far as musically. So once you hit that bad decision page, then it'll direct you to type your style that you might be looking forward.
Which is true, because someone was actually asking me what type of beats you guys made earlier today. I was like, they're all completely different. I don't get it. They clearly have all been making beats together for a long time, yet they don't sound alike at all. Like, nothing has blended.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's it. And you know, and that's what makes us kind of unique, because we all have our own, like, different type of styles, and we all come from, like, different aspects as far as musical, influence. We all come from a different space or place where the type of music that influences us. Like, I know, I'll let everyone else talk about their influences, but for me, I know me is that Kanye Yeezy. I be on that Kanye Yeezy. Got me going, and I've been a fan of Kanye since, like, I want to say 2002, since, like, first Blueprint.
I'm happy you're saying this, because I've been pushing Life of Pablo hard.
The life.
I love it.
That's a lifestyle.
And people aren't listening to it. That's a lifestyle. It's on whatever title. You've heard it. Do you love it?
Listen, I loved fucking... I love Jesus. I love Jesus. I love Jesus.
Okay.
I love Jesus. I love Jesus. And if you like Jesus, if you love Jesus, then you're going to enjoy Life of Pablo.
All right, we're passing the mic to someone who doesn't curse for a little bit, because we're going to lose our license tonight. But that was DJ Fumesco talking.
He's not allowed back in the building.
Yeah, slight ban.
No, so, I was going to say, with his new album, though, you're right about the fact that people aren't really playing it that much, because it dropped when I was out. I think it might have been Good Life, and the DJ had to change it real quick. But this is like early on. And I think the second time around, now people are like jumping around to it. Like, it was crazy. The last time I heard it, we went out. We was out of Middlesex, and when they dropped that, I mean, the whole place was just
slowly but surely
it took a while to, like,
is kind of working for him almost. It's not here and gone, because, like, I just keep on the low giving out the bootlegs. It doesn't sound the same anymore, though. He changed it, so my version of Wolves doesn't sound like the version you might get. And you know, that's always interesting. But there's some heaters on there. Famous is a heater. There's some absolute jams. But
Part two is my favorite one on the album.
I'm a huge Future fan, so I like the song, but I don't like that dude. I think it's hilarious that Kanye basically treated it like a DJ mix set, and he dropped someone else's song in the middle of his album. Like, he was just doing his album. He was like, "Yeah, I'm rocking with this right now," and just
threw it out.
But
that's what makes it so creative. Yeah, so, dude, that's what it's go back with Kanye. So. that's what makes so go back to Kanye is for me with Kanye because he just he takes chances and does things that the average musician doesn't do.
Right.
Like who does that?
Not
like
a lot.
You have a choice.
Kanye going to now.
Kanye can get a future if he wanted to.
Right.
But he chose not to. That's what makes it.
Well, he sampled him.
Yeah.
He basically signed a sample.
Yeah.
But word. So BDC is on that bandwagon. So we're gonna play some of your guys' music. If people want to ask you questions and stuff at Live Free OD Radio, we'll ask them. I'm sure people will have them. Who did N Bounce?
That would be I.
Oh wow, this is lining up perfect.
But here's the thing, though.
What?
That's a song that I'm actually supposed to do with Killer Kowalski sitting to my right hand side.
Okay.
So we're working on that song and as we speak.
So this is some new.
I made the beat probably.
Do you remember?
3 weeks. Yeah, 3 weeks ago maybe.
World premiere. This is where I need the drops. Bam, 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 bam. All right, you guys make as much noise as you can. We're going to play this. This is brand new Bad Decisions Collective. And Bounce. Here we go. Give me the horns.
Oh, my God. Is he claiming?
Speaking of a new record, he just points at the speaker. What is this? We got the extra long export.
Let me explain what happened. I did two versions of the song, and the one that I sent to you was not supposed to have that long ending at the... Yeah. Like I said, it's fresh off the press, man.
No, I think the other instruments were so on fire that like they caught part of the speaker and like maybe it couldn't play all of it or something. Like, that must have been it.
They actually melted.
Possibly.
I wish I had Panda. I would have dropped it right there. So that was potentially a new record between Fumesco, Killer Kowalski. You're producing on that with him?
Well, right now, this is sort of the baseline of it. I might add some little sprinkles, but right now, I'm just kind of writing a chorus, and then we're going to take it from there.
Oh, we're going to hear some raps.
Yeah.
All right.
Killer! That was my Killer Kowalski ad-lib.
Yo, you need to do his ad-libs. Can you just do them for him?
Oh, I'm out there. Killer! Hold on, let me try one more time. Killer!
word. So, let's go back, because I want people to get the right idea of what Level Up is. So I met you guys basically through house parties, throwing house parties. And then you, at some point, decided we're going to take this public. So you guys know what you're doing when it comes to house parties. You know how to have a good time. You know how to spin records. How did it make that leap? How did we get here?
Anybody
don't all talk at once.
I mean, like, I feel like, yeah, you're right. Like, we've been doing a lot of house parties. We've been doing a lot of sort of community gatherings, I guess you could say. And we wanted to kind of take that same community feel, but put it in someplace a little bit, like, more accessible and larger and, like, with an actual dance floor instead of, you know, whatever. So I think that was kind of just a natural progression from what we were doing.
Yeah, and then I guess a lot of people in the city side, a lot of people started seeing what we were doing, coming to house parties and like, y'all need to be in the club somewhere.
And then we started having meetings between the five and six of us. Afro Soul, aka Jay Wills, is not here, but
shout out to Jay Wills.
We started having meetings, and you know, we spoke about what we wanted to do and what we envisioned, and we just made it a reality. And we're still in the process of doing that right now. So we got big things coming behind that, because the other things we talked about that we want to do as well.
Yeah, you have a lot on the horizon, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I think after a while too, like just hearing people after they come to our crib and we're having a party and whatnot, and we'll be out, and people I didn't really know like that will come up to me like, oh, like I heard you guys are doing this, or you guys should get another venue or something like that. So I think, I mean, we've been doing it at our crib for a long time. I mean, we've been at that spot, what, over 4 years now? Mm. I mean, you know, so we've had our fair share of parties and barbecues, and you know, and it's fitting that we actually got this spot because we just got our first complaint recently.
Hey,
so, but I mean, 4 years and your first complaint.
Oh, the
complaint,
one where you almost collapsed the building?
Yeah, no, straight up, for real. I thought I was going to die that day. You know, we had a Maris Ball event. You know, shout out to that whole entire crew with Beat Haas and DJ Jester and all those guys. They did their thing in Green Street, and, you know, Ren, you know, they was doing it. So, you know, it was at our crib, and it was just crazy. But it's time. It's time for, you know,
time
that
to,
spot.
Time to go pro.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man, because those parties are sick. And they started as the creative sessions, which is how I got pulled in, which is dope. You were just, anybody who was creative at all was invited to come build, and like a lot of connections got made in there. And I think that's a cool thing that hopefully continues at Good Life. You know, it's all family, and everyone involved is sort of a creative soul. But you like to party, too.
And that was actually part of the reason why we brought it to the Good Life, because we said we want to create that atmosphere or that platform for other artists in the city to get on and mix and mingle with other artists in the city.
Right.
And the house was just not a big enough venue to do what we envisioned.
Yeah.
So took it a Good Life to try to create that same type of atmosphere where if you're an artist, if you take pictures, if you're a model, if you dance, this is a place where you want to go.
Right.
Because there are other people doing the same thing that you're trying to do or doing.
Right.
And just how you build the connect with us that way, multiple other connects are going to be built the same as
that. But you want people dancing. To be clear, you don't want them coming and standing around and doing the extra network.
Oh, yeah.
Dance with a nice lady. She might be talented in some way, and you can get her business card at the end of the night.
Yeah, so I mean, in the beginning, you know, there's going to be a little bit of mingling and talking, but it's a turn up.
It gets loud.
It really is. You come there in the beginning, you want to chat with everybody. After a while, you're not going to be able to hear anybody. So come ready. That's what it is.
Conrad, you are real quiet today.
I'm just wanting to hear some music that I made. That's it.
That's why he's here.
You know why I'm here. That's it. Marshawn Lynch.
Right, I'm just here so you'll play my record.
That's it.
I was going to play you last, actually. I
it's
feel
so
bad.
Do
I don't want to
mess up your... Do your thing. We here.
No, that's where. So you guys are DJ. So one more thing real big. So you guys are living together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Making music. How did you guys get together? How did BDC happen?
Wow. Yeah. That's a loaded question.
Yeah, it is. Can of worms.
Is it?
I mean, no, it's just a long, like, progression of stuff, so I'm going to try to think of a short way to say it. We all went to Northeastern. People kind of started doing their own creative stuff or continued doing creative things. First centered around music. We kind of level set and look around and said, oh, wow, like, all of us are pursuing our creative pursuits in addition to, you know, our education and our careers. How can we come together and sort of support each other, bounce ideas off each other, create this creative community in this collective that we can then, you know, use to inspire each other? And that's how it kind of started. And from there, like, I think it's just been exponential growth in that direction. In a word.
In one word.
Superb.
That was a good job, actually. I thought it was gonna be longer than that.
All right, cool. I'm out. Bye.
We've had this asked one other time, and let me tell you, that was the real short version of it.
Yeah.
Really. So you're holding out on me.
Yeah. The show's not long enough, man.
Right. We'll do 2 hours next time.
Right,
thank you, sir.
Well, it's dope because you guys are boys. That's what I like about it. Is like you're actually a crew,
yeah,
and
man.
You all happen to be talented in doing stuff. So it's like, not like you came together to do this. Like, it's real. Like, you're going to be doing this.
It's like 13 years.
No matter where you are.
around 13 years we've known each other. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's not like, you know, we just met like a couple years ago or anything. So
did you consider like doing Good Life a year earlier or a year later to avoid 13, or are you guys not suspicious?
Oh, I don't know about the suspicion. I will say also shout outs to our girl Ling. She hooked up the Connected Good Life too. She really, she's got a lot of confidence in us and put the good word in. So, you know, I think things happen when they're supposed to happen. The universe gives you what you need at the time you need it.
Very true.
Here we are.
Very true. All right, so what we're going to do, this is something new. We haven't done this before. We're going to play, we got a new Killer Kowalski joint in my inbox.
Nice.
But can you pass that mic to, we're going to keep Fumesco's mic on, and he's going to do the ad-libs live for this track.
I'm so excited
for this.
This
is brand new Killer Kowalski ad-libs by Fumesco. We have the Bad Decisions Collective. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
I know everyone and their mother has written to this beat.
Yeah.
But it was playing when I needed something.
Needed what?
And it spoke to me.
It says something.
And I felt like it. So.
Killer.
Still think too much. I still drink just to slow the thoughts
down.
Cause after a few shots of whiskey, now the brain ain't so busy, bro. I hope I don't drown. Wish I was in a smoking Buddha, give my mood a little peace and said I'm reading quotes from Buddha. Tried to be the student and the teacher I could preach but couldn't follow, so the lesson sounded hollow. Yeah. All I really know is I don't know this. And knowing that could be the catalyst to stop running the numbers and say fuck all the analysis. Stop doing this shit for expectations. Stop mistaking inactivity for patience. Perfectionism only got me empty promises. I know just what I want, so let me stop doing the opposite. Use art to test what being real honest is, and learn to ask for help for both myself and my conglomerate. And stop planning 10 steps ahead. Tell myself, get the fuck out my head. It's okay to leap without looking. It's okay if I believe I'm still cooking. It's okay to turn some rules into guidelines and break a couple more. I've been shaken to the core. I've been taken here before but wasn't ready. Or maybe didn't have a real enough reason. So blah blah thinking, chat chat, gab gab. Hey Matt, you're fat. It's your season.
Yeah.
Bup bup. Alright.
It's the same artist, I didn't know his name, right?
Yeah.
Messed up. He's gonna hate me.
That was amazing.
Bad decision, but that Fumesco kid gotta go.
Yeah, you just blackballed yourself right out of the industry. First radio appearance.
First, that's it.
Shut him down. All of a sudden, you can start hearing about meetings 5 minutes before they happen. Oh, sorry, man. We forgot to. No, we're going to this thing.
Sorry, we had our meeting at Six Flags. We're going down the road. Goodbye.
That's what's up. So, Kowalski, sir, when are we getting a new record from you?
Good question. So, I'm in a state of flux, I would say, in that I just came out of kind of like a creative block, and I'm very excited to be out of it, but now I'm like doing a bunch of stuff. So, I got some stuff on deck. Hopefully next 3 weeks for like an instrumental one, and maybe a little bit longer for a rappity rap.
Okay, because I got to know when to drop that podcast. I got to line it up right so you get the
Pop. I'll let you know.
So let me know.
Yeah.
The streets are waiting, my friend.
All right.
The E Streets, the future beat streets. I'm excited to see the hashtag you apply to it. So who has music coming out like as a group? Like,
I've been going hard with beats, man. So nothing finished yet. But ultimately, me personally, I'm just working on a beat mixtape.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm really trying to do. It's gonna have 5 songs on it. One of them of which I sent you a snippet. So that's what my focus has been. But as a group, collectively, we talked about putting out a beat mixtape and putting something together. So not everything is hashed out about with that yet. But we all have beats lined up to put onto it, and I think we're still in the process of adding beats we've made to it or creating new ones. So that's kind of where we stand right now. But we're trying to put something out real soon.
Okay, because I know you guys are crazy with the stash. You all have just a stash.
Yeah, I didn't want to spill the beans, but we did talk about doing a compilation sometimes by the end of this year. And what that can mean, it's, I think what Ace kind of talking about is we don't really know what that can really mean.
Right.
Because individually, we all work with different artists, and then we have that going, and then collectively, we do things within ourselves as well. So
the objective is to get as many different type of tracks as possible. It's funny you said that earlier. We all have a different type of style, so it can go any type of way. So the key is to get that right format of selective songs, put them together, make a cohesive project.
Right.
So that's in the works as well.
Now, do you want, you said you all work with different artists. Are you looking, so do you, are you looking for rappers to get involved with? Do you want people reaching out to you? Do you prefer to lean back and just sort of pick and choose who you're sending stuff to? How does that work with you guys? Like, because if people are listening and they want to, maybe they want to join BDC, can they join BDC?
I think in the sense that BDC is,
sounds
a,
like a no.
is a community,
a community
and,
like this,
then everyone's part of
you
BDC.
Can be an affiliate.
Everybody,
okay.
everybody can get with the movement, man.
Anything, all you gotta do is share a drink with the, you know, with the right people and you're good. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You got to take a pull of that 151 bottle.
Oh, that's yeah.
Oh,
it.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm about that life, so. Yeah. Anyway.
We know.
420 friendly.
So. So you can at Bad Decisions Collective or at Bad Decisions Co. or find them on Facebook, Bad Decisions Collective. Maybe send an application in. Or definitely come to Good Life. That's probably the best way to do it.
Right, right.
Is come talk to these boys at Good Life.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna have name tags.
Yeah.
They'll be the ones DJing.
And
how about that?
We're definitely face to face people too. Like we're out and about where a lot of artists are. So I mean, you know, if people see us and they're just like, "Yo, I heard you make beats. You do this." Like, you know, I've gotten a couple messages through Facebook. You know, like either way, like however you want to do it. I think pretty much I can't speak for everybody, but I know I'm open to any platform of how I receive an artist trying to come to me to. Be like, let me get this beat. I heard this. So anybody using that, like,
right?
You know, I'm making it. It's here for people. So
you were on here. This is the man who did the beat during the Cypher series last year. If you have not heard the Alumni Cypher series,
yeah, man, Bare Arms, man.
You that can was, check that out. Joyner Lucas snapped on you.
Yeah, that was crazy. When I saw the snapped. Video on that, I didn't know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because, you know, side note, I seen that video he did. And didn't know he was even from around here.
Oh yeah!
And then next thing you know, it was just like, bam, he's here. Now he's rapping on the beat that I had made. You know, I throw it together for specifically for the cipher. I mean, it was like, all right, let me make something real quick, throw it. I enjoyed it, man. It was cool.
Right. Which is actually, I didn't even mean to do this, but producers tuning in, submissions at lfodradio.com because the cipher is happening again this July. So we will be looking for beats. So
yeah,
if you want to,
take it.
You could be a part of that.
Can I do a quick shout out too?
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to Fresh Money and Deco Fam, two artists I'm working with. Deco Fam is out of Miami. Fresh Money is from Boston, so shout them out because I told them I'll shout them out.
Huh. Are they tuned in?
They tuned in.
They
That's
better
what's
be.
Up. Shout out to those boys.
They better be.
So I feel like if we don't play a Conrad beat, a cognac
he's
beat
explode.
Soon, he's just like he's ready to rock
yeah,
here.
That's it.
I was gonna play one by Akil because he was just talking.
No,
but
put the bare arms on.
We're gonna do this bare arm. So your stuff always sounds different. You had like an '80s project you were working on
yeah,
for
I had
a little
a lot
bit.
Of shit, man. I don't even do just hip hop. I'm all over the place. If it hits me, I do it.
Man, I can. I'm not even joking. I could see your stuff. Like yours is very. I think atmospheric
mm-hmm.
is the word I'm looking for. I could see your stuff being like. I don't want to say background music because it sounds
yeah,
wrong, but like in like video
mean,
games or movie or like yeah. in stuff, like without people
yeah.
rapping on
I
it.
Got,
like
I got a lot of stuff like that. I mean, I have stuff that's made for rapping, but sometimes when I'm just making shit, it's
you
got to
be hitting up like HBO and TV deals and
I
stuff,
do.
Man. Got to do that. So check it out. This is the new Bare Arms, Bad Decisions Collective. This is unfinished as well, right? We're partially
yeah, yeah,
there.
Yeah. It's a snippet, so I mean, you got about a minute and some change.
1 minute, 25 seconds.
I just started this on Friday.
Do you want him making noise over it, or should I keep the mic off this time?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Mics are going off. We'll be back in a minute and a half. You're tuning in to Live Free or Die Radio. We'll be right back.
challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Start yelling.
Yeah, finally. I hear my ish.
Yak Marvelous.
Showtime?
Showtime. BDC. Bad Decisions Collective.
Word.
LFOD.
Inductee.
Inductee. Cop the CD.
Dig it.
What's up, man? So we played it.
All right, so that was Lucifer. I made that beat after one of our boys, shout out to Chef, he's not here right now, he told me that I should try to make a beat for Cousin Stiz. I was like, all right, let me hear some of his stuff. So I heard his mixtape, which is crazy, by the way, it's blowing up. Shout out to Cousin Stiz. So I heard his kind of style and whatever, so I went back to the lab, came up with that. Haven't seen him since, but at some point I'll run back into Cousin Stiz, see if he wants that. If not, you know, as you say, you got artists hitting you up all the time. If you want to work with us, let us know.
Word. He legit waited till we played his song to say anything. He had it prepared. He like had it prepared. All right, he's gonna play my.
He like even shortened his name. I'm gonna make this quick.
About time. We got more. I mean hello.
That's what's up. Get at this man. So. Do you do that a lot? Do you make beats with people in mind, or just from time to time?
Sometimes, whatever I'm in the mood for, I just make that kind of beat, depending on the sample, or if I like make something from scratch. But sometimes, like, I'll have an artist in mind. It's like, how can I, would this fit Rick Ross, or would this fit Bare Arms, or whatever I got going on? So, based off like what influence I have, I go from there. But sometimes it's just random. I'll just be throwing something crazy together, and Killer come through like, "Oh, what the hell is that?" I'm like, "Chill out, I can't tell you. It's not done yet."
I'm like crouching by his door listening.
You know, let me do a little test run in the Batmobile downstairs. If it sounds good in the sound chamber, we good to go.
This was up. I feel like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never know. You always see the blank type beats on YouTube, you know. So you know, it's always interesting. Like some people just go out and make stuff. Some like think, nah, this was what, you know.
Right.
I feel like you're like in the back of your mind always composing for Harlem, whether you know it or not.
I got some of those too.
You gotta tell them where you from, Yak Matty.
Shout out to Chef. You just hit me up. He listened. Hey. That's what's up. Yeah. I see you, Chef. I see you.
The curry's cooking.
So it worked. It worked. Your little. This is a platform. That's what people don't get. This is a platform we're building here. You can come on, send your little balloons out, and you know, they get some people catch them. Some people catch them.
Word, word.
Send you balloons.
Whatever they are, you know, carrier pigeons.
What a savage. On the
No, that was good. He played it. Finessed. We got finessed.
The Uncle Sam savagery is real.
It's very. Hey. Yeah, but. So, Level Up Thursday. We got, this is called Bring It Full Circle. Next Thursday, April 7th.
Correct.
Good Life.
First Thursday of the month.
Yeah. When do you want people showing up?
When they're ready.
Yeah, when you feel you're ready for it.
Okay.
When does it starts
start?
At 10.
When does it start?
At 10 p.m.
So, like, you know, don't come at 2:30.
Do not give people that option. Because then again, I was like, it was a little colder than I expected, so I'm just going to wait till tomorrow. Like,
I'm ready now, guys.
So
it's April 8th.
Nah, right. as early as you can get there. It's going to be turned. It's going to be turned up.
Packed out. It's going to be good. That warm weather. It should be warm.
It's warm. I know y'all are itching. Y'all got to get out there.
Oh, yeah.
Shake your bonbon and shit. Whatever y'all do, you got to be out there and doing it.
You guys in the cursing. Just. yeah. Leave the winter coats at home. I should have let it go, but it's going to be a thing now. You guys really are like just bad decision makers.
Don't cover your mouth like it was the first time you did it.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the radio. Yeah, that doesn't save you. They can't even see you doing that. FCC, 50 grand. They're going to be knocking on your door. Look at him. He's miming and stuff. Anyway, so we will definitely be there. Next Thursday night, I will be there. These guys will be there. Everyone will be there at Good Life.
At Good Life is a great time.
Want people to RSVP, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please.
Levelupboston.splashthat.com or just hit up the Facebook page and you'll see it. And I just thought of this right now, so I'm going to say it. Good Life is a good place for bad decisions.
That's it. Amen. That just happened.
Print
that
it. Just okay, happened. Now I'm really gone. Bye.
That just happened. I'm really gone.
Good Life. All right, now that you know Yak Marvelous is having his moment here, we're going to play another by him, then we're going to come back real quick, do a little outro.
Dig it.
And yeah, we'll do that. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Welcome.
I'm done. I didn't even say it.
Right, this is Bad Decisions Collective, rocking with Uncle Sam on LFOD Radio.
That just happened.
Did you do like the OJ, the Juice Man in there?
That was it. That was my code for Marvin.
Yeah, if y'all need ad libs, if you want to take your music to the next level, you need to get at Bad Decisions Collective. They will put the steroids into your whatever.
Into your steroids.
Yeah, right in there.
Look out for our whole ad lib mixtape coming out soon.
Shout out to Chronic Tone, Rayal, Almighty. Everybody showing love.
That's what's up. This was dope, boys. So, real quick before we get out of here, Good Life next Thursday, 10 p.m. Be there. Rock with us. You can catch the boys at Bad Decisions Collective on Facebook, all that good stuff. Just type it in your Google.
Check the Instagram, too.
Yes, check the Instagram, too. We'll have links to that on all my stuff, which is LFOD Radio for everything except for the Twitter, which is at LiveFreeODRadio. If you're an artist tuned in, you can hit me at submissions@LFODRadio.com. Keep it clean. If it's good, we'll play it. We have no guests next week, so perfect time. You can hear 63 podcasts at LFODRadio.com. This one will be up next Wednesday, so if you need a reminder of why you should be at Good Life next Thursday, LFODRadio.com and SoundCloud.com/LFOD is fire as well. We repost and like all the stuff that we can't, you know, we only have an hour and not everyone has clean records, so you can get all that on the SoundCloud. With that being said, we are about to get out of here. We might just let some of these instrumentals ring out while Skybar gets set up, and you can catch us next Tuesday, 7 p.m., 91.5 FM, LFODRadio.com.
Play that Paper Dolls, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have it. Oh. Talk to your manager.